All right, everybody, time to get your news on. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. George Herbert Walker Bush, who spent more than three decades in politics and ended his career as the 41st president, has passed away at the age of 94. He passed away Friday night in Houston, 7 months after his wife of 73 years, Barbara Bush, passed on. Just so sad. He was a World War II hero, Texas congressman, CIA director, and Ronald Reagan's vice president. I mean, this guy, no matter what side of the aisle that you're on, you're like, wow, what a true patriot. What a guy that really served his country. Alex played this earlier in the garbage, but this is one of my favorite clips of him. Kind of funny, because every year, like every 5 years, you'd see him go skydiving when he was 75, 80, and 85 and 90. Listen to him talk about why he does that.
But just because you're an old guy, you don't have to sit around drooling in the corner. Get out and do something. Get out and enjoy life.
That's true. I find myself as like a 32-year-old guy. I was like, I just want to sit on my butt. I want to be lazy.
I just love him. It's just so, so sad. But I'm really glad that him and Barbara get to be together in heaven again and be with their daughter, Robin, who passed away from leukemia.
And there's a photo going viral. I have it up on the Instagram, Joe and Alex Show. I'm putting it up right now, but also it'll be up at joeandalexshow.com. You can check it out. Former President George H.W. Bush's service dog, Sully, will actually accompany him to Washington, and then Sully will go on to a new mission of assisting wounded warriors. It's just so sweet, and, you know, President Bush is laid there to rest in his casket, and his dog is just right there, like, laying down in front of it, and it's not going to make you sad. It's just going to make you like, oh, wow, it's so amazing.
It's very sweet.
I loved it. It was like, it was bittersweet, you know?
So you can see that photo, like I said, on our Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Do you ever get weirded out, guys, by the things we talk about on the show? Sometimes just kidding. And then it really happens in real life.
I feel like this always happens to me.
Well, now it's happened to me, Alex. We have a special connection. Burger King is bringing back City Minis! Yes! What are City Minis? Well, they're the mini cinnamon rolls, and they're back for a limited time. If you order from Burger King using the delivery service Grubhub and spend $10 or more, you get a City Minis 4-pack for free! What do you think about that?
That's very exciting. I'm still waiting on Chick-fil-A to bring back their cinnamon roll breakfast item that they haven't yet.
Now Chick-fil-A has to answer to that.
That's right. Like, that's what I'm hoping.
You know?
You think they'll clap back?
I hope so.
There we go. I have a city mini war thing. This at first was really funny and cool, but then you hear more about it because I saw this happen over on Friday night. A high school basketball player in Indiana who has epilepsy was taunted by students of the opposing team during a game. Now, I didn't know that at the very beginning, but there was this kid, and I saw, like, I think Pat McAfee put a couple of funny things this kid did. Not the epilepsy thing, but this kid was trying to distract people shooting free throws. So he would do, like, this thing where he tore his shirt open like the Hulk. He's kind of a chunkier fat kid that went to the school.
Yeah.
It just reminded me of stuff that I would do. Or he did something where he, like, pretended to propose when the guy shot, and it worked. But then we hear the story now where this kid was making fun of it. Cathedral High School senior who was shooting, his name was James Franklin Jr. He actually underwent brain surgery to relieve epileptic seizures that he's battled since he was born. He was in the starting lineup Friday night. He made his way back, and one of the students shouted, "Have another seizure! Have another seizure!"
Yeah, it's over the line.
Oh,
it's like, come on. Like, it's just common sense here. One student apologized to the teen after the game, and the school said they are looking into the issue. You can see the video. They're online at joeandalexshow.com for Need to Know News. But it's so sad. It's like, just common sense, right? Like, nobody would have said, like, hey, man, you know what? Probably not the best chance to be doing there for that one.
Yeah, but I feel like if anyone is going to lack some common sense, it's high schoolers. Not all.
For
but
sure.
There are for sure, though, some that you're just like, dude, there is a line and you cross it almost every time.
And this is something that happened to me, not in New York, but oh my gosh, good thing the NYPD helped out. The NYPD launched a public search for a newly engaged couple who lost the woman's engagement ring after it fell into a Times Square grate. Like,
yikes.
The guy proposed. It's like, you've got to look at where you're proposing. Like, that area has to be a solid, secure surface.
See, I'd be freaked out. I'd say that's a sign. I'd be thinking, oh my gosh.
Really?
Now this is a sign. You dropped the ring.
Remember, Joe dropped his, like, the ring that he proposed to his wife with in the water.
My wife dropped it, first of all. Okay. And yes, we were back in our home state of Michigan and Lake Michigan on the beach, like 2 feet of water, and she dropped it.
So she dropped it.
She was hoping the tide was going to wash it away.
Well, yeah, for some reason, she started stomping on the ground. I'm like, that's not going to help you find it. What are you doing right there? Well, yeah, the NYPD tweeted out security footage camera, which you can see the man lying down on the sidewalk trying to grab it out of the grate, but he can't get it. They eventually found it, and they found the couple asking, hey, help us connect this ring with the couple, and they found it. The woman said she's so grateful to the NYPD for finding and returning her ring. So maybe it's going to be an awesome marriage, or maybe Alex is right, like, uh-oh, that ain't good. I'd watch out for that. That's Joe's Need to Know News. See all the stories online at joeandalexshow.com. All right, we don't play Christmas music here on the Joe and Alex Show. Like, we're not a Christmas music station. But one station that does, they're saying, we will not play the song anymore. We'll tell you what that song is, but Alex also found some songs, too. She's like, wait, I don't think they should play these songs either. Give us about 6 minutes.